Education funding advocates say they have a use for the recently announced $4.2 billion state surplus. They say schools in New York, particularly the state's poorest, could really use the money. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The Alliance for Quality Education's Billy Easton says New York has fallen far behind in carrying out an order issued 8 years ago from the state's highest court. It said schools, particularly the poorest districts, deserve billions of dollars more in state funding each year.
This is money that is due to the schools that has never been paid.
Easton says a recently announced state surplus of over $4 billion due to a windfall from settlements with banks and insurance companies should be used to fill the gap that his group says has grown to nearly $6 billion.
The state could do what we're recommending, which is a four-year plan to fully phase in all of this funding and to do it in a way which prioritizes the high-need districts.
The state's Court of Appeals issued the ruling that the state's school funding system violated children's constitutional rights to a sound basic education back in 2006. In 2007, then-Governor Eliot Spitzer devised a phase-in plan to provide the schools with the additional funds. But then the recession hit. Current Governor Andrew Cuomo inherited a $10 billion deficit 3 years ago, and he has not fully funded schools under the court's terms. Cuomo has often said that he doesn't believe that simply spending more money can solve the state's education problems, but he has said that one of the uses of the new surplus could be more money for schools.
We could do more to invest in education, and we can do more to cut taxes.
Cuomo also says the state's crumbling infrastructure needs more investment. The legislature has added more money for school funding in the past 2 years. The Senate and Assembly agreed to increase school aid by $500 million in the current state budget. But Schenectady School Superintendent Larry Spring, as well as leaders of other of the state's poorest schools, say it's not enough. Spring says the gap in funding has led to significantly elevated property taxes in his city and dramatic staff cuts at the school.
Last year, we cut over 120 staff. To balance the budget. This year, we've cut almost 60 staff to balance the budget. Class sizes are at the maximum.
Spring says his district is so poor that every child is eligible for the free lunch program. He says services like social workers, guidance counselors, and tutors for reading and writing are important for children who live in poverty. But he says many of those positions are now gone.
All kinds of things that support kids in their success have had to go by the wayside as we pare and pare back down to the core, trying to preserve the basic core of education.
The education funding advocates, who were joined by some Democratic state lawmakers, say in addition to greater commitment from Cuomo, they'd also like to see the legislative leaders fight for the billions of dollars that they say are needed for the state to finally obey the court order. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.